Okay, unfortunately, we got another one-star review.
Motherfucker, give me names. I'm finding these people.
Apparently, this reviewer says, it's no Unfit for FM. That's from Mr. Napier? Sounds like a sleepy fella.
Napier?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, he loves to nap, so.
Maybe it's French. I don't know.
Oh, Napier.
Napier.
Okay. Mr. Napier.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-hosts, Napier, Drunkard STL on the Twitters, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Halls.
Hello. Hello.
Everybody. We're all together. Drunk brought his work phone with him. And his appetite.
I had to go on earlier today.
Drunk just reached into his pocket and pulled out a house phone. And I said, Drunk, that's not even a cellular phone. Oh, yeah, I bring home the work phone all the time.
I'm a forgetful person.
Does anybody say anything, or is that like your personal house phone at work?
No, everybody else does it too.
So like when your boss says, you know, the business can't really function without you, you know, you're valuable. It's because you steal the phone.
Absolutely.
And so they can't run the business because the phone doesn't ring.
1,000% correct.
So do they have any idea if you call sex lines with that thing from your home on that work phone?
There's no way I'd be able to because I don't live that
close. Out of range.
Yeah.
So it won't ring. We don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
I remember when we stole things from Pizza Hut.
Every fucking week with the goddamn Pizza Hut stuff.
Pizza Hut? Speaking of Pizza Hut, I finally got an answer about that fucking Book It program.
I know. We were hounding Pizza Hut on Twitter trying to find out if the Book It program was still a thing.
Or it's been like a month and a half.
You could have just called your local Pizza Hut, the one that you worked at.
And say, hey, you guys still do that Book It thing?
Is that a yes or a no?
They do. They still do Book It. Pizza Hut is dedicated to literacy.
Yep. The youth of America.
God bless them.
Feeding them personal pan pizzas.
All about literacy and obesity.
I don't think you guys realize this, but since Pizza Hut has started the Book It coupon, you know, 20, 30 years ago, America has slowly become dumber and fatter. So 50% of their goal has been achieved.
Because it doesn't really matter what book you read, right?
Right, you read anything.
Or nothing.
You don't have to prove it. There's no proof necessary.
Yeah, the teacher just gives it to you.
Just say, hey, I read a book. He's like, fucking good on you, bro.
Here's a star for your pen.
Travis, you got a book in the mail today, didn't you?
I did. I got a book in the mail. My buddy Brian Kranz, he just released his third self-published book, Assault Rifles and Pedophiles.
It's a good name for a book. Strong title.
Now, is this a club that he joined, or...?
It is not.
So, and this is a friend of yours?
It is a friend of mine. He's we actually met each other working at Walmart when we were teenagers, and I stayed in the same town working some bum job, and he set his sights a little higher and went to school for journalism and then moved to Iowa to work at a newspaper and then moved out to California and has been slowly pecking away at his dream.
So you hate him? I already hate him.
I don't hate him. I'm actually very supportive of him, and he's like one of the only people I think that I really, really wish success for. Anybody else I would completely hate, but he's a very good friend of mine, so I actually hope and I think that this one, I've liked all of his books, but this one I actually read it before he put the finishing touches on it, and I'm going to read it again, obviously, to see what he did with it, but I think this is actually going to be the one that actually breaks him.
Huh.
Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you living your dream, being on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks radio program?
It only took me like 6-7 months, but I finally wormed my way onto the show.
That's right. It's, you know, he lived his dream and wrote a book, and like, you know, then he puts it out, and then his, you know, creative outlet is done.
Yep.
You get this every week.
Free reign.
Week.
Right. That's always been very impressive to me. Like, I mean, I can come up with, you know, ideas and like scenarios and like what a good idea for a book or a movie or whatever it is together. But like actually executing it and like finishing something is very impressive to me. That's always been my downfall, is I can't finish anything.
That's my deal too, is like the ambition. Like I can come up with the creative ideas, but, and I actually even have, I have two books. I have one that actually is 70 pages complete. And I ran into a stumbling block about 10 years ago and never touched it again.
I have a book idea.
Oh yeah?
It's going to be called The Biggest Black Hole in the Universe, and it's going to be like 20 chapters of just the narrator going off on the reader's mom. Like The Biggest Black Hole in the Universe. Now enough about your mom's pussy.
Oh. That took me a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll just be chapter after chapter
next
of
subject.
Just disparaging the reader's mom. And it'll
You're
be
done with that, huh, Drunk?
Yeah, it'll be your it'll be like a like going on to an internet chat room, only in book form.
So just fully realized mom jokes, but like a chapter at a time.
Speaking yes. of moms, congratulations to Napier's sister, who announced that she is preggo with a little baby Napier.
Yes.
How exciting is that? Napier is going to be an uncle.
I guess that's the first step to death.
So, becoming an uncle?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like step one. And each other step, I just get further down into that grave.
You have another one coming up this summer, too.
Yeah, getting married.
My uncle was 12 when I was born. So.
That's creepy.
Why is it creepy? My aunt was 5.
Yeah, so, that's creepy. How did
Napier... You're getting married on a Monday.
Yes.
At 10:30 in the morning.
Yes.
At a dog park.
Well, it's called dog park, but there's the dog park that's it's on one side of the highway, and the other side's just a regular park, and we're on that side of the highway.
Oh. So you're on the other side of the highway from the dog park.
Yeah.
Is there significance for the date?
Yes.
Okay, I figured that had to be it, because people don't get married at 10:30 in the morning on a Monday.
I would.
That isn't like a thing that people do.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
So my theory was it was either significance of the date or Mondays are the only days that Napier's actually allowed to leave the house.
Monday fun day.
Getting all my traveling done in one day.
So, is it safe to assume that you will not be at the podcast that night?
I don't see why not. We are getting this churned out in an hour. We will not be at the... If we are there longer than an hour, I will be surprised.
Okay.
Because I'm kicking everybody out
after
an hour.
So, like, I could probably just take my lunch break early? Is that what you're saying? I don't even really need to request the day off. I could just, like, go to lunch and...
We'll play it by ear.
Come check it out. Be like, yeah. Oh, hey, there's Napier getting married. Cool.
Right. You might have to ask for the hour lunch that day.
Maybe Travis and Drunk can just do the show that week.
Yeah.
Because, like, me and Napier will be out partying.
Yeah.
Me and Travis would have a great show.
I think so, too. Yeah, well, I'll do that. I'll put me down for that.
For the Travis and Drunk show?
Travis and Drunk show, yeah. You can Skype in from your phone for like a couple minutes to give us play-by-play of the party.
I was thinking about just live broadcasting the whole thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, see if somebody will, like, produce
Does
it.
Travis
just
have
call
all
in.
The information and whatnot?
Yeah. Well, I'll call Travis, and Travis can broadcast it.
Okay. Let's do it.
And I'll do, like, the play-by-play. Like, it's a live event.
And I'll actually do, like, show prep that week.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. For the Travis and Drunk Show? I'm really excited, actually, to hear the Travis and Drunk Show, aren't you? Drunk's going to do show prep. Did you hear that?
I bet it'll be, like, written on an old napkin. It'll just have, like, feelings on it.
And this napkin
like
will
cold
have,
and,
have
and warm.
Pizza sauce on it from, yeah. from a mouth and whatnot.
And
I'll develop
grease.
Some characters.
You're going to do a bunch of characters?
Yeah, I'll develop some characters.
Maybe you could Drunk. Develop some characters and then, like, Drunk can interview them.
Mm-hmm.
It'll all be like 90s era improv, you know, where they do the shit from the... Whose Line Is It Anyway?
The show's still on, by the way.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's doing it now?
Still Wayne Brady.
Did you hear fucking Terry Crews is going to be the new host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
What?
That's an interesting choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you just be, like, way too intimidated to answer anything?
Right.
If he doesn't
is he going to yell and bark at you the whole time?
Right.
I hope so.
I mean, like, he'll look at you with his intense eyes.
Do you see the shitty previews for that terrible Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movie where they go to Africa?
No.
There's a scene where they're like...
Don't they have like 30 kids or something?
There's like a bunch of kids and they all meet up and holy shit, it's another fish out of water story. But there's a scene, like, they pan to like Terry Crews. It looks like it's in a prison, but I don't think it is. Like, Terry Crews is like lifting weights with no shirt on and he's doing this terrible Jamaican accent. And all he's doing is like flexing his pecs so they bounce up and down. And it's like 30 seconds of the trailer, not even 30 seconds, like 20 seconds of the trailer is just him with a terrible accent flexing his fucking giant pecs.
Did anybody choose that movie?
No, that went undrafted.
Undrafted.
Yeah. Your first round pick, Spider-Man 2, ended.
And did nothing.
It made $148 million.
That's not
nice.
So bad.
Had a 53% Metacritic. So it scored you 78 points.
That's better than I thought it would do last week.
My long shot knocked Spider-Man off the top of the charts, though.
Right. Neighbors...
Yep, 52 million.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I mean, I think it was in the 60s with the Metacritic, but we won't know till next week what the final tally is. But that actually looks kind of funny. And you know, I read an article on that video ETA website, which I still go to for some reason every now and then, where they were talking about how rated R comedies shouldn't even have green band trailers because they don't do them any justice.
I agree with that.
And the people that are going to see rated R comedies could just see the red band trailers and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of those movies that falls under that line of thinking. Because I think when I saw the green band trailer for that, I was like, that looks dumb. But then when I saw the red band trailer, I was like, this doesn't look too bad.
Well, although that Seth MacFarlane one does pretty well just with TV spots. It looks pretty funny, just
right.
from the TV spots.
But there's a movie coming out soon called, like, Let's Be Cops or something.
Oh, yes. I'm super excited for that.
It has the guy from New Girl, which I think he's great.
Johnson.
Yeah, I like him. I want to see him and stuff because he's funny. And the Green Band trailer doesn't look good. And then when you watch the Red Band trailer, like, this movie looks fucking funny. So, I'm hoping for like a Hangover sized hit because I think I like that guy. I think that guy should be in stuff.
Me too. He needs a real break.
Right. Beyond the
hugely successful television show.
Hugely successful television show.
The only movies you need to watch this year are the new X-Men.
Which that before Spider-Man, they had a trailer for the new X-Men. It looks awesome.
Better than Spider-Man.
Did you see Spider-Man?
Nope.
I did.
How was it?
I didn't hate it. I'm kind of disappointed at how little Giamatti was in it, because I think that was a big reason that I wanted to see it, because I wanted to see him as a villain. I thought he'd be cool.
Isn't he dead?
He was only in the movie for like a minute and a half, if that.
His bits were like super funny, though. Like it provided some really good comic relief to like
rap.
Like bookend the movie.
But I thought that Jamie Foxx was lame.
Agreed.
Jamie Foxx is in that movie?
He's Electro. I thought Electro as a villain was pretty lame, but I thought Jamie Foxx, like before he became Electro and then after he was Electro, it was all pretty lame. I thought it was bad casting, and I thought that his character was dumb.
You know what I read, though? They were saying, I can't even remember where I was reading it. They were saying that that character was the Riddler from Batman Forever done right. Because if you think about
okay,
it, like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
literally the same exact character.
Well, I appreciate your $15.
You're welcome. Saw in 3D, too, so.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Even better. So,
thanks for the $18.
Yeah. Well, what do you say, fellas? Do you want to answer the pressing questions that our listeners have for Dr. Napier?
And it's MD. Time for... It's Dr. Napier.
I think that's too loud. Too loud, guys.
From Dan Furnicase of the Furnicast, I have the flu. Can you cure me, or if failing that, kill me?
Well, I heard anal intercourse makes your body produce those little antihistamines, and it can cut down on flu time. And if I'm wrong, I really don't lose anything.
Drunk. Do you have, like, a flu remedy?
Marijuana.
Yeah. Did you take the Burt's...
Marijuana and vodka.
Did you take the Burt's Bees home and bees at home at all this week?
I used it on my layups.
On your layups?
On my layups.
So you were feeling a little chappy?
You're supposed to use it on your dick skin. That way it gets all nice and soft like a new pair of gloves.
From Jay Adson, how do you treat insomnia?
Whack it.
Yeah, whack it, and then you're tired.
Well, no, you got to do it at least three times. Like, right
in a row. Out?
Yeah, you just got to, it's got to be like the end life of a super soaker. We're just going, just making little spoots, like nothing's coming out. It's like, it feels weird. And then you're done.
Come on, just a little bit more.
Yeah, you gotta, like, massage your taint to get all of the ball juice up.
Do you get, like, a sense of accomplishment when you jack and, like, it's a nice, really big load as opposed to just, like, a normal-sized load?
Depends on if
like,
it hits
I
me.
I did good this time. High five.
Depends on if it hits me in the face or not.
No.
Yeah,
you never
no.
hit yourself in the face, did you?
Yeah, all
mine
the
just,
time.
Mine just kind of comes out.
Well, mine comes out, too. Right in my face.
Mine just kind of overflows.
Oh, well, I...
Side, and then I had to go wash my hand.
Well, see, I can't really get hard unless somebody's watching me, so I stare at my peter hole and pretend it's somebody watching it.
From Indio Techno, when subtweeting, what is the protocol?
You're supposed to not use the person's name. You're supposed to just, like, casually refer to them.
You're saying that because we just told you what subtweeting was.
Yes.
24 minutes ago.
Yes. I actually don't get on Twitter or do any of that shenanigans.
We actually invented a new thing called subcasting.
How's that go?
Where we just randomly mention things throughout the podcast that may be about somebody.
Like how Unfit for FM is so much better than us.
You shouldn't say their name.
Oh. You know those guys that are better than us?
That used to be on before us?
Yeah, they used to be called Unfit for FM.
Travis.
They're
this
still
would be
better.
A sub, this would be a subcast. It would
yeah,
be like,
Travis is good at this. You know, watch.
I really like the show that we're on, but other shows are unfit for my attention.
Oh, oh. Good job.
See, that could be about a lot of people.
Yep.
But we know who it is about.
So, during the rap battles, what did diabetes refer to you as? You know,
see, that's too specific.
MC insulin.
No, you're being too specific.
No, I'm not.
Because there was only one guy who did a rap battle.
Yeah.
So you have to be very vague, but everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. MC Insulin was getting all up on your barbecue pit with his beef.
There's a few shows that, you know, it just sounds like a couple idiots are just hanging out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like this one.
From anchor Babcock, the Rams drafted the first ever openly gay player. I don't think I put that in there. Will St. Louis accept him with open arms?
Oh, sure. The NFL got way sexier this week.
That's excellent.
You know, it's really funny how, like, we're patting ourselves on the back and, like, you know, the NFL is so progressive and St. Louis did such a great thing. He was, like, the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, but nobody...
And he was drafted at, like, the 7th round.
Yeah, but nobody wanted him.
I know. So somebody taking him in the 7th round and patting themselves on the back, like, wow, we did such a great thing. They should have taken him, like, a really long time ago. He was a defensive player of the year.
Agreed. Yeah, but because so many people didn't want them, the Rams knew that they could just pick him whenever they didn't have a choice. And they would be like, oh, well, we don't have anybody for this round, so we're going to pick him.
And that was...
It's not.
Oh.
I'm glad all the pretext is gone from football now. So now when they pat each other on the ass after games and they're being a little gay about it, you know what? Now it's okay. Because now at least they're not hiding it.
From Jim Chadman, am I really getting a good deal when I biggie-size my order?
Well, that depends.
Do you eat it all?
Are you if he's getting the chili and the fries, and he's getting them both large, that would be pretty good.
Well, like with the drink,
yeah,
I'm pretty much gonna drink however much drink I get. Like if I get less drink, I'm just gonna drink that and be fine. If I get more drink, I'm gonna drink that and be fine. So, I think, you know, as far as, you know, calorie intake or whatever, it just depends on, like, you know, how much you hate yourself.
Well, actually, the biggie size is completely false. You're paying them the extra 25 cents to give you a bigger glass with significantly more ice in it. And the soda
I think
you get
talking
is
about the French fries, bro.
Oh, the French fries, yeah.
French fries are really just bullshit anyway. French fries they just give you because you bought a sandwich. I mean, like, if you just bought the sandwich, you'd be fine. Like when I barbecue, I don't make anything to go with my barbecue. I just eat a bunch of meat and then I go to bed.
Kind of like that Red Robin where they give you unlimited fries.
Yeah,
people actually cash in on those unlimited fries?
Right, or like when they give you the extra large popcorn at the fancy movie theaters, they say, "Dude, you get unlimited refills." When the fuck is anybody ever gonna actually refill that big ass popcorn bowl? They're not.
I have
the hooligans that bring their 7 bebes and.
Bebes.
Bebes.
I like to get them topped off when I leave. That way I can go home and watch the exact same movie.
On
you know,
bootleg.
but guilt free. Well, not really on Blu-ray.
No, bootleg.
Oh, bootleg? I don't think it was anybody's boot.
Well, when I go to places that have the $5 lunch deal and they ask me if I want to upsize my soda for 20 more cents, I almost always say yes.
I mean, what are you going to do with the 25 cents, really?
Right. So, I mean, I guess it's a... I don't know. I'm not the doctor here.
Well, the fries are worth it because they do give you a little extra. The soda is not worth it if you're just getting the soda biggie-sized because they just give you a bigger cup with more ice and the exact same amount of soda.
And then it stays cold longer.
When have you ever needed all of that ice?
I mean, you can tell them light ice. That is a thing.
There is enough ice in a biggie-sized drink to make sure that my soda would stay cool on the surface of the fucking sun. There is no reason for that amount of ice. Like, maybe a ninth of that ice would be perfectly fine.
So tell
well, that's like when
ice.
You go to a self-serve, like when you go to the movie theaters, I would assume that they make you get your drink at your movie theaters, too. Like, what do you fill up? You put like that first like inch and a half full of ice, and then you fill up your soda, right?
No, all of the ones around here, they do it for you.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Fucking all right, dicks. So if you go to Quick Trip, how much ice you putting in your beverage?
About 12 ice cubes.
Let's see, that's not enough.
No, I do about an inch and a half to 2 inches, and then as you're filling it up, if they start melting, then you top it off.
That soda, I don't care at what time I buy it. It could be like 4:30, maybe 4:20, maybe 4:40. Whenever I buy my soda, it doesn't matter what the ending digit is, because that little fucker will not leave to see the turn of the next hour. That fucker is dead.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
When we come back from our break that we're about to take in just a moment, I'm gonna talk about songs and tattoos and vampires and children.
So hold on, what was that?
Songs, tattoos,
vampires, and
vampires
children?
And children.
Are the kids before the vampires or after?
During.
Oh, cool.
During. We're going Perfect. To suck the blood of children.
Nice.
And See just ya. Like that, you got my attention.
See you in 5 minutes, lovelies.
There are five veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
And it's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines. You're never getting promoted again. And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Contact the show, 309-740-1430. Or you can get a hold of us on Skype, WFO Dicks.
And if you don't have a Quick Trip, you need to petition to get one.
we were talking about gas station sandwiches at the break. And Napier says that he refuses to eat one. Napier
no.
does look like a choosy eater, doesn't he?
No.
You look like you turn away a lot of sandwiches.
Well, I find what I like and I stick with it.
I'll tell you what. Quick Trip has a meatball sandwich right now.
Yeah.
That you microwave in their microwave. And they give you a bag of chips and a big-ass soda for $5. And that meatball sandwich is heavenly. It is very, very delicious.
They used to have this like spicy chicken sandwich there that I really liked. And oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Good job, whoever did that. Travis.
Yeah, Travis, you done goofed, bro.
That was Starry.
Oh, it was?
Good job,
yeah.
Starry.
Way to go.
They used to have these like delicious chicken sandwiches over at Quick Trip, but then they put a sugar in their... In their buns. Like, they put sugar in their buns.
You don't like the sweet buns?
No, I don't like sweet buns.
Let me ask you
a question. I like salty buns.
If there was a product on the market that was like, it attached to your penis.
Okay, I'm listening.
It was like, okay, it was condom-like.
Okay.
And it stayed on all day, and it like attached itself to like a tube. Like it had a funnel and a tube,
yeah,
that ran down your leg and like through your shoe and like out the bottom of your shoe, so that like you could just like piss anywhere.
I do piss anywhere.
I was about to say you can do that anyway.
Yeah,
Yeah, but I mean, like, you could do it fully clothed without having to worry about...
Why do you need to do it fully clothed?
Exposing yourself.
It's a zipper and a pole.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, if you're like, walking around outside and, like, you just pull over and, like, pee on a lamppost.
I can do that.
But, like, what if they see you?
Who's good. They? The proverbial them?
Well, what I'm about asking the is, would that be a product that you were interested in? Just
no.
keeping a like a
absolutely not
a wee walker on you no. at all
well,
times.
Mm-mm. Unfortunately, I'm a bigger man, and because of my bigness, sometimes my penis turtles inside of me. Will your applicant be able to accommodate a man with a penis that goes inside of himself?
I don't know, because I mean, comfort would be like a concern.
Oh, of course.
And so, I mean, you don't want, like, a clamp on you or something.
Can you do something like that, but with farts? Because my boss has been getting angry at me for making farts at work. Because I don't sit too far away from him, probably about a foot. And I keep beefing during work.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, he got really angry. And he yelled at me about it. But then I just kept doing it. And so I know when the smell gets over to him, because I can hear him grumbling and mumbling to himself about revenge.
So just stop farting at work, bro.
Oh, I wish I could.
Or excuse yourself and like go to the restroom and let yourself go.
Dude, I'd never get any work done. I'd be constantly running outside, dropping air bombs outside of our
Why
door.
Don't you start taking Gas X or something.
You know how they have those treadmill desks?
Yeah.
Maybe they could get you like a toilet desk. You could just sit on the toilet all day.
Yeah, like a big gasket. And I'll just fill up this chemical toilet container full of my farts.
Don't they say that if you sit on the toilet too long, like that's how you get the hemorrhoids?
No,
that's only, if you push too much.
That's if you're pushing too much.
So if you're just sitting on the toilet.
Can you quantify too much for me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, what's a round number you're thinking about? Because I also got in trouble for taking too long as shits.
Oh.
How long are you in the shitter?
I was in the shitter for like 25 minutes.
Well, you just sitting there catching up on your fucking Twitter?
Oh, no. I'll drop some, and then, you know, I'll wait to reload.
You know that material that they use to, like, line recording studios with?
Like the foam?
Egg cartons and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What if they made underwear out of that to suppress the sounds of your farts?
Oh, I guarantee you it would just rumble out
about
my spine.
The sound, it's about the smell.
Yeah, and every time I sit down in my chair, we have those really cushiony chairs at work. Every time I sit down, I think he's getting some wind because he mumbles every time I sit down. I think it's scooshing out my farts that are stuck in the chair.
Huh. So we got the sound with the material, but how could we suppress the scent?
Charcoal. You got to put charcoal in the seats, so the charcoal absorbs it.
Or get them to be made by Glade or Febreze.
Yeah. Or like have, and then you could have something that you put in the ass, like a sheet or something,
like a dryer sheet.
Like some
or
kind
a panty
of special
liner.
Scent sheet, and that way you could keep getting people to like continue to buy the sheets. Like once they farted in them a certain amount of time, what is that?
Were you guys ever like weed smokers?
What is that?
That looks like you're the
just ignore
you're
it.
Talking about
ignore it. Just ignore it, Mike.
Did Anchor just find
nope.
the thing that
yes.
we invented?
As a matter
it's
fact,
already been invented.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
Also, I noticed that my chair, it's getting, like, stained, because you know how, Drunk, when you were a little kid, did you ever, like, put your face up to a window and, like, breathe on the window and it made fog?
Yes.
I think my anus is doing that to
every
my chair.
Every fucking time we invent something.
We
it's already been
every time we invent something or every time you invent something.
Why do we even fucking bother to come up with this shit?
Just
everything that could be came up with has been come up
just
with.
Just so Anchor can knock you down.
Yeah,
there's nothing out there. Like, earlier
goddamn today, I had this great idea for a tweet. Do you remember the Douglas Adams shit? The fucking... Never mind.
Hitchhiker's?
Yeah, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. They had that one book that was called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I see this story where Solange or Solange or whatever the fuck you say it, Beyonce's sister got in a fight with Jay-Z. And I had this great idea for a tweet. It was Solange and Thanks for All the Fists. And I thought... This is fucking brilliant.
Brilliant.
This is going to be my fave star tweet of the month. I mean, millions of people are going to retweet this because it was brilliant. Tweet the goddamn thing, and fucking Squarehead Kids replies, yeah, I think I've heard this before. So sure enough, I search it, and goddamn BuzzFeed tweeted it 20 minutes before I did. So I'm a goddamn copycat shithead. Come up with the same stupid bullshit that everybody fucking came up with already. Everything I've ever fucking came up with, somebody's already beat me to.
Yeah. You should make
so there's nothing left.
Well, even if you did come up with something completely original, you shouldn't spew it on the show and go copyright it.
I think him saying it on the show is a form of copyright.
That's right. I'm getting it out there like as it comes.
Mike. BuzzFeed has got like 40 people writing their tweets for them, so it took 40 people to come up with that one tweet that you came up with by yourself.
So Longy, and thanks for all the fists. Did you see the video?
Brilliance.
So Longy fighting Jay-Z in the elevator.
If
you
she would,
did you?
No,
you didn't see it.
I bet if she fought Keon West, it would have been a fish dicks joke.
So you got any other brilliant ideas that Anchor can find?
No, I mean the Wii Walker. I thought that was going to be big.
Yeah.
You guys just say, oh, I just whip my dick out anywhere. I don't want anybody to see my dick. I just want to like pee casually in like a trash can as I walk.
Well, if you're tried anything like me, they won't the see it time? Even out of your pants.
It's not easy.
Mike, I have an idea.
You basically got to do it backwards.
I had this thought. I went to a concert Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was like an all-day festival deal. And one of the bands there was Neon Trees. Not a big fan of Neon Trees. They're okay. They didn't, like, bore the shit out of me. But it was, like, one step up from boring the shit out of me. Like, I watched it, and I didn't, like, get mad. That's my review of the Neon Trees. But something they had on their stage, this gigantic inflatable rainbow brain. And at the end of their show, like the roadies went up and they like pulled the plug on the rainbow brain and like deflated the rainbow brain. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my friend Nick, watching him deflate the rainbow brain after the Neon Trees set. And I'm thinking, I bet it's somebody's job to, like, pack up that rainbow brain and drive it to the next stop on the tour.
Oh, easily.
So they're like, Carl, the show cannot go on until you get here with the rainbow brain. And so he, like, has this big rainbow brain, like, and he's got to be real careful with it because that rainbow brain is his responsibility.
Yeah, there's probably nothing like just some tarp material.
Right. And so like he folds up the rainbow brain and puts it in the like the cab of his
Honda Civic.
Right. And just carts it to Kansas City or Michigan or wherever it is they're going next.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Like, when he gets there, they're like, oh, the rainbow brain's here. Get up there and, you know, inflate it so you can get it up there with the drums and the amps and stuff.
But you got to make it look classy.
But, no, I mean, you know, a lot of people have, like, lights and stuff, and I imagine that probably takes, like, a big truck and all that. But they didn't really have any lights or anything. They just had this big-ass rainbow brain.
Well, I mean, you put all your money for effects into one thing, you can probably afford a big old rainbow brain.
And what happens, like, when the tour is over? I think the Rainbow Brain was to promote their album. I think their album cover probably has a rainbow brain on it or something. Like, when it's done, what do they do with the rainbow brain? Do they put the rainbow brain in storage?
They probably do what the people at GameStop do and just give out the fucking posters and the other things like that once the game releases. So they're like, okay, well, we're getting this shit out of here, and they just give it away to people who want it.
They auction it for charity.
Yeah.
Auction off the rainbow brain?
Yes.
Well, then what does the person who buys the giant inflatable rainbow brain do?
Hang it up in their basement. Yeah. Have a discotheca.
Get his girlfriend high on ecstasy and fuck her under the rainbow brain.
The fella introduced one of his songs and was talking about how, you know, like the origins of it. And he was talking about how he tried online dating and it didn't go too good. And, you know, I also got to thinking about, see, look, that's the rainbow brain on that picture in the chat room. You see the rainbow brain? That's it. That's the one I saw.
Didn't they used to have, like, footballs that looked like that?
Yeah, they did.
I don't know. But anyway, I was thinking about, like, if you're the inspiration for one of these songs, and, like, you know, because, I mean, let's say, you know, that Adele song, the find someone like you, you know that one?
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm talking about.
You should sing the whole thing, bro.
That the Adele song, the, you know, she's mad at the dude who got the new lady gal friend guy. Like, if you are the inspiration for that song, and like you know,
I am the inspiration for that song.
You know, like you're the inspiration for that song. Could you use that as like a pickup line? Like, could you go to a bar and like, would a gal be interested in you because you're the one that Adele was so passionate about?
Maybe not that particular song.
Why?
I don't know.
Like is Dave Coulier getting puss from, you know...
You ought to know.
You ought to know.
Yes.
I mean, Dave Coulier is probably getting puss because he's Dave Coulier.
Yes.
But do you think that there's a certain level of intrigue from the ladies going, holy shit, that guy fucked some crazy into Alanis Morissette and made her just go nuts. He must have a biggin.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see it.
Probably.
Or do you think that people would be irritated?
What do you prefer that I think?
Drunk, I want you to have your own thoughts. I don't want to give you the thoughts.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. I have an idea for a business venture. Did you want to hear it?
Yes.
My idea for the business venture.
I wasn't totally done talking about my song thing.
That's okay. Okay. We'll come back.
We're doing you like we usually do Napier.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Let's hear it.
So my idea is to bring in cheap labor in order to keep costs down. What we'll do, we'll go to some impoverished continent and we'll pick up a bunch of people and tie them to the ship for safety. And then when we get back to the U.S., we'll bring them all out and we'll make them work at the different factories. And eventually, we'll have some auctions.
You know, there's like 30 podcasts about beer where like they get a bunch of different beers and then like talk about the beers.
Okay.
I'm drinking a beer called Doobies right now.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like it.
Is it gross?
It looks like Guinness.
Not very good. All right, next topic. I want to go back to my music thing that we were talking about. So you tell a gal, right? I was the inspiration for Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. And they say, oh my God, you dated Kelly Clarkson. And they say, no.
I just stuck in her asshole.
I dated this Max Martin guy who wrote the song for Pink, and Pink didn't like it. So then they gave it to Hilary Duff, and Hillary Duff can't really fucking sing, so they gave it to Kelly Clarkson, but it's totally about me. That's just too far to go, right?
Yes. Was that the end of it?
What if you're the guy about that? What if you're the guy that's about that the song that was written? You know, it's like, you know that it's you. You met your wife with the story of that song. Do you bring that up when you know? Because everybody always asks, "How did you meet?" You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I was banging Adele, and then I found my then wife, and she got really mad and wrote this song. Or do you just go on to your own story? I mean, it's noteworthy. It's a big song.
I would think you'd reference it. I would. You'd have to. It's probably the best thing that ever happened in your life.
That song won Grammys, goddammit.
Exactly. That's about me.
And then you get brownie points and said, well, she'll be looking for a long time because there's no one quite like you.
Yeah.
It's a good line, right?
Mm-hmm. She wrote a goddamn song about you, just like Taylor Swift writes songs about every single one of her boyfriends.
Right. In most of them, you have a pretty good idea who they're about because it's all over goddamn TMZs.
Right. I think there's like what, with, like a Jonas Boy with. And then John Mayer and a couple of those.
Yeah, you see that she's dating the John Mayer for a while. By the way, John Mayer's fucked just about everybody at this point, yeah. Right?
Good for him.
Good for him. But, I mean, like, you know, then, you know, she writes 10 songs about it, and you're like, oh, these songs must all be about John Mayer.
So who do you think that Body is a Wonderland was about? Like, John Mayer's song, Body is a Wonderland.
He probably saw this really fat dude at, like, a Chuck E. Cheese when he was little. And it traumatized him so bad that, you know, he later on had, like, an LSD flashback to this fucking mountain of a man just shoving in cheap shit pizza.
So you're saying that this fat man told, like, 8-year-old John Mayer that, hey, my body is a wonderland. It's the same as, like, Disney. Climb on and play with the toys. And then this is carried through to his adult life?
No, I mean that the song is actually means the reverse of what the lyrics mean.
Okay.
His body is a one. It's like this nasty hellhole that John Mayer is singing.
He's being sarcastic.
Yeah, he's being sarcastic. He's just making fun of this fat dude that he remembers when he was 8 that took his, you know, little fucking nephew out to the Chuck E. Cheese. He's there just huffing and wheezing, can't play the skee ball game, and then John Mayer is just like making fun of this fat dude.
I don't know. You're looking at me for answers, and I have none. Drunk.
He lost me minutes ago.
So the scientists, you know, the scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
The ones that they've been doing the tests on the mice.
Oh, okay.
They took blood from new mice and put it in old mice. And the old mice weren't getting older. Like, they reversed the aging process by giving it new blood from new mice.
Yeah.
So now you know what we gotta do.
Gotta start kidnapping children.
Oh, no, I was gonna say we gotta start eating baby mice.
But they said that they got a pretty good idea that, like, you know, if it's working with the mice, then it might work with people too. So, like, we can suck the blood of children and stay young forever.
Yeah, but they didn't put children blood in the old mice. They put young mice blood into old rats. So if anything, that means that young mice can make you live longer.
Yeah, but what about young people and, like, us?
I think the same could probably be said. Just young children are going to make young or old adults be younger, right?
I don't think that we can just eat a bunch of young mice and live longer.
No, you got to rub them all over yourself. You, like, break them open like a peach. And you get to the core, then you just, like, fold them out. You just rub these dead baby mice all over you. Just rub their naked bloody stumps all over your skin, all over your face. And when anybody says, hey, why are you doing that?
You like, you go to a spa, and they just, like, start cutting open mice in front of you and rubbing them on your face.
Yeah, they, like, cut them in half, and they squeeze out both ends like a tube of toothpaste, and they just rub that all over you. And then you're like, oh, this is the best rejuvenating treatment ever. And remember, they're only good if they're alive, so you get to hear them yell. That's how you know that they're fresh and not frozen. Because the frozen ones don't work as good.
I would love to see Anchor find pictures of this spa treatment and post it in chat. I think we just invented something big.
No, it's from the movie Hostel Part 2, mm-hmm. where she drains the blood all over her. Of that one chick, they have her, like, craned above her, and she's in a bathtub. And they, like, slit her throat, and she just, like, absorbs all of her blood.
Through her puss?
Might as well be.
So
they're both naked.
Travis, where's that fellow that abducted the child?
No, I'm afraid, first of all, I'm afraid that this is going to lead to, like, some weird, like, Matrix-y kind of, you know, like, everybody's seen The Matrix, everybody's plugged in these little cocoons for their, was it ever explained right? It's like their battery energy, right? What is this?
Their energy went, like, through the back of their neck or something.
Right, and like,
The Matrix. And
powers the Matrix, right?
Right.
Well, I'm afraid that people are going to get a hold of this, and not only they're already pedophiles, but they're going to just, like, have... You know, it's like the lady with the comic book boxes of dead babies in her garage. Instead of actually having the dead babies in her garage, she's going to have live babies in her garage, but she's going to have them plugged into, like, blood-sucking machines. And it's just a garage full of toddlers sucking their blood so she can drink it every night.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can certainly relate to that, because sometimes I'll leave, like, a whole, like, trash bag full of old soda cans lying around. Guess that's kind of the equivalent.
Oh, it's like the exact same thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, star-crossed lovers.
Right. This fella, though, he has the right idea, except, like, he got annoyed and left. They were in Georgia, and this fella just, like, snatched this little boy off of his driveway, right? And he was going to go, and he's going to take his blood and drink it and live forever. I mean, like, he had the plan. I mean, he had the right idea. But the kid got in the back of the van. Like, they drove around for a couple hours. I guess he was heading kind of far away. Either that or, you know, he was out cruising around running some errands while the... I mean, like, you'd figure he'd probably want to get the errands out of the way before he snatched the kid, right?
It depends on how punctual he was.
Right, right. I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess if he had an appointment, he had a little bit of time, and, you know, there's a kid out on the driveway, you got to do what you got to do. But this kid is in the back of the van, keeps singing gospel songs.
Yeah.
Just over and over again. He's just singing and singing and singing. I guess he was probably freaked out that, like, you know, the strange man, you know, kidnapped him. And so, like, he was thinking, you know, I better get right with God.
Oh, no, maybe he was trying to pretend like he was, like, real autistic and shit.
Yeah.
And he just started singing for no reason, and it really creeped the dude out.
But anyway, so these gospel songs, the kid keeps singing, the guy either has a change of heart because the little boy touched him, or more than likely, he annoyed the fuck out of him, and the guy just dropped him off and said, don't tell anybody.
Well, I think the point of abducting the kid was so that he'd touch him.
Or was it because he wanted to drink his blood?
Yeah, or eat him, or
come.
Maybe it was the maybe he was being abducted by the ghost of Michael Jackson, and he was just like a really big song critic and thought the kid couldn't sing, and in order to keep his Michael Jackson identity, he had to let the kid go before he started, you know, berating him about his tone and how all of his all three notes that he kept singing were flat.
So, because he abducted a kid and he's probably a pedophile, like, we thought of a pedophile, and Michael Jackson's who we thought of, so that's why the connection was made.
And a singer. And a singer.
Right, right. Yeah, so you can make the connection that... he sings too.
Well,
Shimon!
When you go to a Burger King, people think that you're hungry.
Right, yeah.
Maybe he was just, you know, hungry.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Speaking of babies and Burger King, like, people generally leave their kids there, right?
That's what I hear. It's a good place to drop them off. It's classy.
Yeah, I know. Well, they take care of them.
It's also a good place to leave your kids.
Apparently, bushes. Bushes are a good place. Out by the highway. in a ditch.
Library.
Near where the gang signs are all written.
Yep.
That's a good place to find a place with some broken down buildings and a bunch of people just like walking around outside.
A Dollar Tree, I think, is usually a good place.
The zoo.
The zoo, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, the good thing about
Panda Express.
The good thing about leaving your kids at a Dollar Tree is, I mean, like, if they stay there for a really long time and like break some stuff and, you know, you're held liable for the damages, probably wouldn't be that expensive. I mean, you drop them off at like a Bed Bath and Beyond, it can probably get pretty pricey if they start going all crazy.
I thought you were going to say the best thing about leaving your children at a Dollar Tree was that it would turn into like a version of that movie Career Opportunities, where that dude like locks himself into a Target and it's like a fun, cool bank robber story. I thought like toddlers in a Dollar Tree overnight where like bank robbers try to take it over would be a really cool movie if it was done like the Home Alone style.
Oh, like they use stuff from the Dollar Tree, like the jacks?
Right.
They still have jacks, right?
Of course they do.
Yeah, they still got jacks.
Or like there's like a bunch of jars of salsa that as soon as he steps through like a doorway, like it all falls on his head.
Like all the jars of salsa.
Like, the, yeah, cases upon cases of salsa like fall on this guy's head.
Right. And they probably have the little army man with the parachute.
Yep.
I imagine you could probably rig something up so that, you know, you could throw them at them and then like when they get to a certain point, they like pull the pin on something and then something explodes.
Can I be really honest with you right now?
What?
I really thought you were going to have a really good idea with the parachute guys, and I was really looking forward to it. Like, well, you had, like, a totally worked out, realized idea.
No, no, I had no ideas. No, I was hoping that I would come up with one by the time I got to it, but I didn't.
Do you remember
the little parachute guys? I mean, like, I was thinking of things that they sell at dollar stores.
Do you remember Home Alone?
They have Fun Dip at dollar stores.
They have what?
Fun Dip.
What's Fun Dip?
You had Fun Dip, right? They give you the packet of sugar, and like the sugary stick, and then you get the sugary stick.
I always finish the stick way too early.
Yeah, me too. And then I just like chug the powdery stuff.
Like a pixie stick.
Yes.
Well, Travis made an attempt to kind of move into this story about the gal that was leaving her kids out in the bushes.
How good did he do?
California, and she was staying in hotel rooms and at night, and when she was doing that, she was leaving her one-year-old and her three-year-old in the bushes outside, and like cops found the kids, and they found her at a hotel nearby, and they asked her why she kept her kids in the bushes, and she went and stayed in a hotel. And she said she went and stayed in the hotel because she just couldn't see her kids sleeping in bushes. It was just too painful.
So instead of bringing, she doesn't want to sleep in the bushes, but she's definitely not going to bring the kids into the hotel.
Like
she's not horrendous though. You've seen the picture of her, right? She's not a horrendous looking lady.
Nah, she's all right.
Not great, but not like when you picture a homeless lady who leaves her one-year-old son and three-year-old daughter in bushes for 12 hours, this is not who you expect to see.
Right.
I'd still say that she's the definition of a three.
Oh, no, that's more than a three.
No.
I'd give her a 5.5, 6,
that's
probably.
A 6, maybe.
Yeah.
6? What the hell are you on?
She said she can't stay there because she can't see her children staying in the bushes. When the officers asked why she doesn't take the children with her to the hotel, she just says again, she doesn't want to see her kids sleeping in the bushes.
So I guess they were going to be sleeping in the bushes no matter where they were. She just didn't want to be near them.
She didn't want to witness it.
She just doesn't want to see her kids, essentially.
I mean, her kids are down on their luck. You know, they've had a rough couple years.
One only had a rough 1 year.
They're unemployed. They're not able to find work. And they're sleeping in bushes. I mean, they have nowhere else to go.
A happy ending to this story, though, is that I saw that the children were elated when local law enforcement took them to a Wendy's and bought them food.
Do one-year-olds eat Wendy's? Well, how many times do you think that could have happened for the three-year-old to go somewhere and to get food? Obviously, if mom is keeping them in the bushes, she's throwing out, like, snack cakes at him. Like, he'll like, all of a sudden, like, here's see a bag of groceries. Burn.
They're just eating used gum.
Yeah. Old bugs that they happen to find. Cigarette butts.
Full condom.
Yeah, the contents of an old condom.
Protein.
Do you think that she looks all right for, like, a crazy woman who leaves kids in bushes because, like, she's been using their blood?
She can. Oh. No, I think if she was using their blood, she'd be younger looking. Because how old does it say that she is?
She is.
I don't think it says.
I don't Maybe think it doesn't says.
Say. It doesn't.
It says she's homeless.
Well, of course she's homeless. Look at that fucking terrible crimp she's got going on.
Right.
I was expecting more meth sores, weren't you? Like, some kind of, like, facial sores?
That's only a St. Louis thing.
There's a lot of them in St. Louis.
So who's plugging babies into this girl? Like, who is blowing their kids into this homeless chick? Another homeless dude?
I mean, she's staying in hotels, so...
Well, dude's not.
I mean, maybe she's, you know, going and meeting fellas at the bar and then taking them back to her place. And, I mean, she's unattached. It's not like she has kids hanging around.
Exactly.
They're in the bushes. I mean, so she can just fuck like mad. And, I mean, no, nothing's going to distract her. I mean, like, she probably feels bad that her kids are living in bushes, but, you know.
I don't
So does she stay in this hotel because she's a prostitute?
I don't know, drunk. That's probably an assumption that could be made.
Maybe they had to stay outside because they were, you know, blocking mommy's sniz.
Yeah, maybe that was, like, her source of income to continue to afford her lavish lifestyle of staying in hotel rooms. Is, you know, she was getting guys blowing loads in her sniz.
At least two.
Minimum.
I don't know what that number is. Travis just posted a number.
Is that the fax machine?
Is that fax casts?
No, we. I think we established the fax cast earlier. This is the World Bone Collector Project hotline.
Oh, do we need to call that number and see what happens?
We can call it. Let's give it a go.
Is that the number?
It is the number
that you posted.
It is.
Okay, so, we talked a couple weeks ago about the guy who does the World Speed Project.
Did you see, by the way, real quick, that one of the assholes that owns one of the original buses told him that he would sell him one of the original buses for $11,000?
Oh, really?
From Speed. This one of the movie Speed buses. 11 grand, he could buy one. So it looks like he's taking his money from Kickstarter and turning it into, let's buy this Speed bus.
So he's just doubling down on it? He's taking that money and adding it to a new Kickstarter?
It certainly seems like it.
Well, that would be pretty cool. Don't you have to get, like, a special driver's license to drive a bus, though?
No. Yeah, you have to have a, like, commercial CDL, like a passenger CDL for that.
I think you can, as long as you don't pick up passengers, I think you're okay. Wouldn't it be awesome if he took all the cassettes of the movie Speed and, like, glued them together so it looked like the cast that was on the bus and put them on the bus?
But this guy posted a phone number on the Facebook page. And so I mean, like, it's like public record. It's, like, there. So what I'm curious is what happens if we call that number. Because, I mean, it's on his Facebook page.
Mike, what happens if we don't call that number?
Nothing. I don't feel we can... I don't know how to dial, though. I typed the number in. Now what?
You can only call, like, Skype to Skype. Calling Skype to landline costs money.
I'll just call on my cell phone.
Are you just going to call it on your cell phone?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Can you add it to us?
I'll just play it in the microphone.
Oh, okay. So we're just going to see what happens?
Yep.
Okay. So this might be the number to the World Speed Project.
Or it might be nothing.
Or it might be nothing. We don't really know. This is live.
Or it could be like the local pizza joint's number. And he just really didn't like them. So he'd put it on this public Facebook page to make sure.
Oh.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or
press. Is he
going to
be able to hear me?
Yep, I got it right to the microphone.
Press 5.
Hi, Mr. Speed Guy. This is Mike from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Along with Drunken Napier.
And with Drunken Napier.
And Travis.
And Travis. We're all here. Your number was on Facebook, and your project excites us. So we wanted to see how we can help. And we also...
Mostly we're wondering why you stole the World Bone Collector Project idea from us. But, I mean, we're still supportive.
Right. But the World Bone Collector Project is coming for you, friend. So...
Have a good day.
Have a good day. I guess I'll have to edit out his phone number from the podcast. Then again, I guess you could just go to his Facebook page and see it and call him yourself.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
It's right. It's public knowledge. Don't worry about it.
It's probably not even like his actual phone number. It's just something he got set up
right
for the purposes of his project. Because we have a phone number. Sure shit doesn't go to your house.
Oh, yeah, it's 314-266-WFOD. That is our voicemail. And then we have the other one, 309-740-1430. I should have given him the number to call the show. I fucked up. We're just going to have to call him again next week.
Oh, shit.
Does anybody ever call the voicemail?
No.
Some one guy did.
Right. So our last... topic of the evening, which I am the most excited about from just about any news story we've ever done, ever. There's a fellow. Where's this guy at?
Jeffrey Chapman.
Jeffrey Chapman from Kansas. He's on trial for murder. But he's asked the judge to allow him to get the murder tattoo from off of his neck removed before he goes on trial for murder because...
Do you think Sausage would do this pro bono?
Remove the murder tattoo from his neck?
Right.
So that he could go on trial for murder?
No, he's just going to add to it, make it into like a mural so that the word murder doesn't stand out so much.
Or it's a tree full of dead babies.
It's like a disappointed mother's face.
Well, it doesn't look like it's finished, for one. It looks like he started getting the murder tattoo, but then he murdered someone, so now he's been too busy to get it filled
in. Oh, fuck! I can't finish this tattoo.
The cops are never going to believe
murder
me.
Murder on it.
But...
I'm sure I can get it finished.
Let me ask you a real serious question. Do you think he got the murder tattoo before or after he murdered this person? Because you know how murder works. Like, he probably got busted, like, 3 months after he murdered this guy.
Right, because they had to figure it out
first. Murder... Right, so do you think he had the murder tattoo already when he murdered the dude?
You know what? I bet the person that he murdered, like, made a comment about his murder tattoo and said, I bet you don't even murder people.
Well, he does have the tattoo of the tear. Doesn't that also mean you murdered somebody?
maybe this dude really hated the guy. And so for months, he just kept dwelling on it. And it,
Anchor has a good line. Just add not before it. Just get that tear turned into like a bird. It's not a tear, it's a bird.
Oh, no. Have him get the word don't on his murder. Face and use the teardrop like between the N and the T. Now it's an apostrophe.
Or get, yeah, like not a murderer.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, like if you're gonna look at his tattoo and judge him for it, shouldn't it say not a murderer? Because then they'll, you know, have to acquit him. Because, I mean, the tattoo wouldn't lie.
No, of course not.
Jay in the chat, tattoo against on his forehead.
Oh, no.
He's against murder.
No, he should get the word pussy written on the top of his forehead. Now he murders pussy.
No, quick. You know what's really going to get him pussy is they he should put fur is on his forehead. Fur is murder.
Fur is murder?
Fur is murder. Fur is murder.
Right.
That's like a PETA fucking thing. He's going to win the day.
PETA will get behind him.
He's bounced out of that fucking prison cell right now.
The more good ones. Murder Hitler.
Oh, he should get the subway tattoo on his chest right below the murder thing on his neck. And on his face, he could get I could, and then murder, then some subway.
I could murder some
like
subway?
A sponsor.
Yeah. He just like subway that
get it,
much.
Get it all tattooed, like, you know, filled in green and yellow.
Yeah, but he's got to use the prison tattoo dudes. So it's like a dude with like a safety pin and like a couple of Bic pens, and they're like stabbing him.
Now, you get like a big collared shirt and like a tie, and you put it on that fella. I mean, maybe even like a turtleneck. I mean, you could cover that up, couldn't you?
It'd have to be a turtleneck because it's all the way up to like his chin.
Or he could get him some poser glasses and like a big thick black T-shirt and some jeans. Like he just really likes Steve Jobs.
Or get like a scarf. And he could wear a scarf and they'll just think he's a douchebag.
He's kind of a good-looking dude. I think he could pull off a scarf.
They'll say, yeah, he's a douchebag, but is he a murderer?
I don't know. He's got a good amount of neck real estate, apparently.
Going back to the original question, who the fuck gets a terrible tattoo that says murder backwards?
Is that in the mirror?
Neck?
Probably people who make rash decisions really quickly.
Like murdering a 25-year-old dude in a ditch?
Do you think that he got murder tattooed on his neck backwards so that when he looked at it in a mirror, it was telling him to murder? Because then it would be the right side in the mirror.
I'm trying to put myself in the tattoo artist's
fault.
Because I'm looking in the position, and I'm trying to look at where the tattoo is, and I'm trying to figure out if he wanted it to say red rum or if he wanted it to say murder.
Well, all the letters are backwards. I mean, the R is the other direction. So if you looked at it in a mirror, it would say murder straight up.
Straight up murder.
Straight up murder.
Right.
Murder was the case that they gave him, I guess.
You're done?
Well, I mean, it's about that time, ain't it?
What?
I guess it is. Thanks for bringing that up, drunk.
I mean, we do have shows behind us and whatnot. I remember when there used to be shows on before us and you'd tell them to get off our air. It's 8 o'clock. You're on my air time.
That's true.
You did, Mike?
Yeah. No, never once.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
I'm a passionate fella.
Well, you're a different person now, I think.
I am. I've grown.
Maybe it's just because you didn't like those guys that were before us.
It's not true.
No, I heard you.
It's not that you didn't like them, you just didn't like their content.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know the one person you didn't like, but you like the
other
people.
Are we subcasting?
Yeah.
There's never been anyone that's done a show before us that I haven't just thought the world of.
Except for that one guy.
Let me hear your subcast quick.
Yeah,
that's true. That one guy, he's kind of a little wiener.
Let Napier do it. Let Napier subcast. We taught him. Let's let him see. Let's see it through.
Okay. Let's see it through, Napier.
It's funny because I don't even remember the name of that show, so I can't.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays, 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODix, on Twitter at WFODix, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at NapierIsms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
Everybody, how's things? We're joined by Matt and Melanie of the Beardy and the Beast program, heard directly after us.
What up, everybody?
How are you guys tonight?
Is this show the spiritual successor to Chicken Dick?
Spiritually?
Yeah.
Never heard Chicken Dick, but maybe.
Chicken Dick. No, no.
I don't think they advanced in Drunkard's Podcast Challenge.
I don't think they're currently in it, but
I forgot that Drunkard's Podcast Challenge was even a thing.
What happened to your Podcast SmackDown Challenge?
Are we
going to finish that?
You put too many teams in there, man.
Well, I mean, Unfit like for FM shows. Versus Pod Cheese. I mean, Unfit for FM, I think, is dead.
What do I have to do to get in on this?
Well, we got to start round two, and Beardy and the Beast will have to be in it.
Yeah, we should have.
Melanie, of the shows in Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge throughout the time it's been going on have just ceased to exist.
Yeah, there's a lot that aren't there anymore.
So why did we get kicked out?
You were never in it. It started a year ago.
Longer than that.
Over a year ago. Yeah.
So can we add ourselves in since we're the only ones that are going to be in it? Because
Beardy and the Beast wins Drunk Podcast SmackDown Challenge.
Even though they were none of the original 32 podcasts.
The end.
Winner.
Change your Twitter profile. The winner of Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge.
Is Dan and Mandy going to be upset by that?
Squarehead Kids, we did not know when Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge
started. That's what I'm saying. This Drunk Challenge is bullshit because none of the people that we interact with are included.
Most of the podcasts that were on it no longer exist. I mean, there's like six of the
32.
Well, yeah.
It's podcasts. Okay. You know what?
Beauty and the Zombie.
It's okay. None of the podcasts I've ever been on exist anymore either. So.
That is true.
Right? Your podcast, I think, was on it.
Maybe
Twisted Sisters was on it, right?
Yeah.
Is Twisted Sisters dead? Twisted Sisters is dead, isn't it?
It's dead.
You should kill that Twitter account. I still follow it.
Well, it is dead. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone?
Yeah.
Are you guys still friends, though?
Are we on air?
It's okay. Nobody listens. No big deal.
Such good friends with all of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys, like, talk and stuff?
Well, no, the most important one is Vampcast.
Brunch on Sunday. Oh. Brunch on Sunday.
You're having brunch?
I love brunch.
Hey, you're invited.
Hey, Travis, I'm really excited about this Book It thing.
I'm excited about Book It, too. Like, we've been trying to figure out if the fucking Pizza Hut did book it for, like, what, a month and a half, Mike?
Yeah, and they just wouldn't answer because I guess I have dicks in my name and Pizza Hut doesn't want to associate with me.
And Matt today, after they finally fucking responded to me, asked about adult illiteracy and Book It program responded.
Yeah, I said we need a Book It for adults because adult illiteracy is a real problem in the United States.
Is it and really?
They responded, we like the way you think. If that happens, you'll be the first to know.
Which is super great.
I misread that tweet at first when you were starting to talk about adult illiteracy. Okay. And adult. I thought you were talking about like adult-themed books in Book It.
You know what?
I read me a Playboy, Pizza Hut.
Attack that because when Matt first tweeted that, I like producer Travis is just a Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks account. I really, really, really wanted to tag that with a yes. What are us adults going to read? And I wanted it to be nothing but Playboys or pussy jokes. But I didn't want to tarnish the good Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks name. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. God. No.
Everybody, get on Twitter.
Reputation to uphold there,
Travis. I appreciate your. Dedication to upholding the traditions of our brand.
Sanctity.
The yep. Sanctity.
The sanctity of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Matt.
But as soon as I read Matt's tweet, that I thought it was passive aggressive and like a weird like dig, but at the same time it seemed like the most genuine fucking tweet I've ever seen in my life. And Pizza Hut took it as the most genuine tweet that ever existed.
Matt.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Clap for that.
Us Radio FUBAR folks need to band together to promote adults start reading books.
To stamp out illiteracy in the United States.
You know who doesn't know how to read?
We need a reward program.
Yes, like pizzas or hamburgers. You know who doesn't know how to read on the Radio FUBAR family?
Who?
Jay Squarehead.
Yeah,
you don't know how to read.
Do you get a little button to put on, like
with stars? Put stars on it. Yeah.
Okay. Every book Matt, we're gonna talk to like one of our design guys, and we're gonna get buttons.
We need to do it.
That we can send people buttons if they read books.
Yep.
This is good.
Forum works too.
This is gonna be our thing.
This could be our thing. This could be our claim to fame.
Let's do it.
We talked about a book earlier. We're recommending books and shit.
This could be your invention that Anchor will find in 5 minutes.
Matt Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Read Brian Kranz's Assault Rifles and Pedophiles.
Where can you get it?
Rocktownpress.com. Is that a thing? I think that's the thing.
Should be a thing.
Did you just make it up?
No, if not, ask me later. I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
It's not a thing. It should be a thing.